An above-average number of reported cases of chickenpox, or varicella by its scientific name, have worried state public health officials enough that they sent out a statewide alert Friday. So far, in just the month of September, 9 cases of chickenpox have been reported on the Kenai Peninsula, 3 of them in Soldotna and 6 in Homer. Dr. Brian Yablon works in the Alaska section of epidemiology. He says the numbers are very concerning.
Chickenpox is a very contagious disease. Most cases are usually mild. In certain populations, like healthy older children and young adults, it can actually cause severe illness. And it can also be a cause of severe illness in very young children, in pregnant people. So anytime that we see an increase in chickenpox activity, that's concerning for us.
All of the cases on the peninsula are children, says Yablon, ranging in age from infants to 14 years old. Yablon would not say which local schools had reported cases of chickenpox, but did say that in Homer, the outbreak has gone from being an isolated incident at one or two schools to becoming an issue for the entire community. So why are kids in Homer coming down with chickenpox? Dr. Yablon says it may be because many of them are not getting vaccinated. A vaccine for chickenpox was introduced in the 1990s, and the number of chickenpox cases has been steadily declining ever since. Public health officials, including Yablon, recommend that all children receive 2 doses of the vaccine, once when they turn 1 year old and another when they are about to enter kindergarten.
The cases that we've seen in Homer, the 6 suspected or confirmed cases, are all in children who are preschool or school age who are unvaccinated. And some of the schools in that area have relatively high rates of exemptions from vaccines, where as many as 30% of children may not be vaccinated. And that's definitely a kind of environment that can foster a cluster of cases or an outbreak.
A 30% exemption rate is much higher than average, says Yablon.
I think different people have different reasons for choosing not to vaccinate children. Some people have religious reasons. Some people have other personal beliefs. And I think also, depending on your social group, what people's friends do, I think, plays a large role.
Like many public health officials across the country, Yablon is also concerned that misinformation about vaccines being tied to autism are leading many concerned parents to opt out of vaccinations for their children.
I think it's very unfortunate that those innuendos about vaccines having any kind of link to autism were put out there. And that originally came from a doctor in England named Andrew Wakefield, who published basically falsified and made up research and had to retract those claims. And so that's a well-known hoax, and there's no evidence at all that vaccines are associated with autism.
Yablon says the benefits of the chickenpox vaccine are preventing a disease that can cause skin lesions, severe scarring, bacterial infections, pneumonia, and encephalitis. He recommends that parents in Homer and Soldotna keep an eye on their children, looking for signs of chickenpox, which include the well-known red dots or blisters, but can also include a low-grade fever. If your child exhibits any of those symptoms, Yablon says it's important not to send them back to school. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.